In the Know for Thursday, March 1, the 60th day of 2018. There are 305 days left in the year. Good morning. MB guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines. Been a busy week in the legislature in Frankfort, and we've got to get you up to date on that. We'll also tell you about the blue moon that arrives this afternoon, another full moon to kick off the month. We'll have also, I went on a field trip the last couple of days, and we have your chance to win Miranda Lambert tickets coming up this weekend at Rupp Arena. That and a whole lot more today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beej. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Did you spend a lot of time getting ready for work this morning?
No, not really.
You did not?
I mean, you see me, right?
A recent study shows the average woman in the course of her lifetime spends almost 1 year standing in front of her closet deciding what to wear.
Oh, now that is
you
a problem.
Think over the course of a lifetime, you could have spent a year doing that?
Probably.
That's a lot of time, But you made a good decision today.
Okay.
She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger Fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
How's Misty?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Got to get straight to business before we backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're with the show live, if you don't listen to it on podcast or otherwise, if you're with the show live, there is a live tornado drill. There's a live tornado drill, so the storm sirens around the area are going off and the ES and emergency system and all that stuff. So do not panic. Even though it is just cloudy and rainy, there are no winds and there's no tornado. This is a statewide tornado drill, which was scheduled for today at 9:07 Central Time, and so the storm sirens will shush in just a moment or two. So, did you have a nice birthday?
I had a great birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we last saw you on Monday, and then I was still fussing at people for celebrating your birthday on Monday. I said, it's not until tomorrow. There are more important things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make it all about her tomorrow, but today do other things. But people don't listen to me.
I ask for a few to go to your page and wish me a happy birthday on your page on my actual birthday. I don't think I saw any of them. I was hoping they did, and I just didn't get
No, because they knew they would get the old man, hey, you kids, get off my wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would do.
Yeah.
That's what they would do. Well, so I went on a field trip on Tuesday and yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you on Monday that I was off to our nation's capital for the annual visit there of the broadcasters from the Commonwealth of Kentucky going in and visit the congressional delegation. Now, I told you on Monday that I had done the math, and here we go. It's here's Fox News right now.
Wow.
You can watch that as I lead up to what I'm about to tell you, is that on Monday I had realized that there was a very good chance that I would get the opportunity to pay my respects to the Reverend Billy Graham as he lied in repose in the Capitol Rotunda. And so I mentioned that, thinking, well, that would be great to do. But I didn't get my sights set too high because I was afraid that I was going to end up being disappointed in that process. But so Tuesday evening when we were leaving the Strom Thurmond room after meeting with Leader McConnell's staff,
the Capitol building. It was a late meeting, and the Capitol building really had quieted down. There was not a lot of traffic, and as we left, they were already setting up the lights and the ropes, and then they were doing a sound check for the ceremony the next morning. I got to hear how great thou art in our nation's capital.
That's amazing.
On the keyboard that was being sound checked for the following morning. So thought, well, that's probably going to be it, and I felt good about that. But then we went back yesterday and met with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in person, and then his staff walked us over and took us through, and I got to shake the hand of Billy Graham's grandson yesterday afternoon and pay my respects to their family, and it was a humbling experience, all that. And so I've got my card. You all have seen it. I sent you all a picture yesterday of my card from the Billy Graham being in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. So how cool is that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right? So it's there was I don't think there's much way I could have planned that.
I was going to say, of all the things you thought you would do this year.
Right.
You didn't think that would be one of them.
And that's not even a bucket list item.
No.
There was no way to put that on the bucket list. And so it was a good day. It was a long day. It was kind of a long 2 days, but because of that, it quieted, like, the decibel level of the District of Columbia the last 2 days was more muted than I'd ever observed because of America's pastor being there and the respect. And so the people on the streets were different. The security was tighter because, of course, the president went to Capitol Hill yesterday morning for the ceremony. And anytime they do that. Now, I could have done without the dump trucks everywhere, but that's awful that we need dump trucks serving as barricades for people who would be looking to pray on people who would be trying to honor a great faithful servant of Christianity. So, and then also got to speak with yesterday morning. The day started with Congressman Hal Rogers. He's the dean of the Kentucky Congressional Delegation, being the longest serving. He's been in there since a long time. It's the early 80s that he's been there, and a former broadcaster. And I tell you, each year, he's one of those people you could just sit and listen to stories from, all day. He's kind of the papaw of the delegation, which is nice. But then after breakfast, we went straight to Congressman Guthrie's office. And he asked about many people in Grayson County. I told him you were still looking for him to run for president. He asked about, actually asked about some of our magistrates, and he asked about the judge executive, and he asked about how the flooding on Rough River Lake and those areas. So it was a good meeting. And then we went throughout to Congressman Massey and Congressman Barr and all that stuff. So it's a big day. It was also a big day in Frankfort yesterday, as the committee hearing was held on the potential pension reform bill that is out. There was not a vote from that committee, but it got its first hearing yesterday to a busy Capitol. You had a lot of school teachers that were up there yesterday and voicing out some of their displeasure with pension reform. But that also comes in step with us seeing the budget. So the revised budget proposal is out, and we'll get to that in a moment. But as it pertains to pension reform, you've also got now the Attorney General of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, who's coming along and saying, oh, by the way, these pension reforms that you all are talking about, they won't stand up in court. He says they were inviolable contracts, promises that were made to retirees, to which a lot of other people said, well, where have you been for the last month? Right? Like, why is it you waited until February the 28th to come and say, by the way, these changes you all have planned, they will not stand up to legal challenge? And I thought, as public a debate as this has been, I kind of thought the legal counsel, like the chief justice officer, would have maybe said before now, maybe could have even tweeted, by the way. But no.
Seems very motivated for some reason.
It does seem a little like, oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Gee, my phone died.
Yep.
And I forgot to I forgot to say anything to you all before now. So, the other things that are in the bill that are being restored, it sounds like the Poison Control Center, they found money for that. They have found money to raise the per pupil. Yes, that's the SEEK money. Is that the classroom money? It's over $4,000 per pupil for the first time in Kentucky history. The legislature has also restored the, I think it was roughly $172 million for school bus transportation that the governor said they were going to have to cut. So they have restored some of those things. They restored the funding for the Kentucky Mesonet. Especially in this time when you need as much advanced weather information as possible. You don't want to, like, roll that back. And then there were other things that if you get into the nuts and bolts of it, basically what they did was, I have always used the thing that if I walk up and squeeze your neck really hard, you're going to think you're choking to death, right? But if I just let off just a little bit, you're going to think, oh, that feels better, but I'm still choking you.
Right.
So they sent the governor out to say, you're getting cut, and it was the opposite of Oprah. You get a cut, and you get a cut, and you get a cut.
We're going to choke you all to death.
And then the legislature comes back and say, it's really not all that bad. We're going to take care of this. So that they say, well, it could have been a lot worse. And it could have been a lot worse, but we're not out of the woods yet. So
you
we'll
know,
see
I
what
think
happens.
All this rain has just really watered the money trees, and they just bloom.
That's right. They finally blossomed for the spring. The Kentucky House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a bill that overhauls the state's struggling child welfare system. House Bill 1 would impose timelines on the state and the court system in an effort to shorten the length of time children in state custody are in limbo. It would also direct state officials to automatically begin the process of terminating parental rights for any mother who gives birth to a drug-dependent baby and refuses to enter a drug rehabilitation program. Kentucky has more than 8,600 children in state custody. Officials say that number has risen sharply in recent years because of the opioid crisis. The bill now heads over to the state Senate. It passed the House 94-1 with a Democrat, Attica Scott, casting the lone no vote. So, speaking of the budget, by the way, we are considering now a 25-cent per dose opioid tax, and it's on the distributor that can't be passed to the patient.
Ah, I like it. I do like it.
Like, yep. Now, how they ensure that it doesn't find its way to the patient,
yeah,
I don't know.
Because they have the
it's
right to
it's kind of like sales tax. Who actually pays the sales tax? Well, you pay it at the register, and then it's up to the merchant in order to make sure it finds its way to the treasury. I don't know how they do
sounds
that, but anyway, exactly. It's one of those opioids are bad. We're going to tax it. Mm-hmm. Also, cigarettes are bad. We're going to tax it. We're going to $1 a pack is what we're going to do. And between that, they say they can raise $371 million, which goes back into the budget to help get some of that school bus funding back, to get some of that SEEK money back, or that $4,000 per student in classroom. But they're still sort of saying, you all have got a bunch of waste in administration over here, but we're going to make sure that the classroom dollars are increased. So the tug of war with the KEA continues. Now, the KEA, the educators say, but far more is asked of us than ever before. If it's no child left behind or roll every child forward, or, you know, an umbrella over every head or whatever it is. I mean, they're asked to do more, but it just continues that.
Yeah.
Also, we're discussing a 10 cent per gallon gasoline tax, increasing the gasoline tax. Well, I mean,
using
you see
your
what
choking
our transportation
theory,
system looks like.
When we were $4 a gallon, now that we're back to two, it's like, I can handle the 10 cents. I remember paying $4 a gallon.
That's,
but I don't really want to say this. I'm not going
yeah,
to.
I hate to see
I
those things go
I
up.
Want
but,
to.
And the other thing is, we've got, they're attempting to find a way of people who are driving hybrids or electric cars. They're using the roads the same as everyone else, but they don't put any gasoline in their car.
Right.
So they don't pay any tax. So they're using the transportation infrastructure for free. So they're looking at maybe a flat fee for the battery-powered people or your Fred Flintstones.
Sure.
I mean, Fred Flintstone should have been paying about $150 a year.
Well, I mean, what about the Amish horse and buggy?
That's right.
They're using and they're causing quite a stink. Literally.
That's right.
Poo everywhere.
Literally. I got it. I see what you're saying.
I'm just tired of being the only one that carries insurance and pays for the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I got it. Oh, by the way, the Linda Belcher, who defeated Dan Johnson's widow in that special election, she was sworn in yesterday, so she is now a seated member of the Kentucky House of Representatives. And also, there was another special election earlier this week, Republican Robert Goforth. That's an interesting name for a politician. Goforth.
I like it.
We're going to Goforth.
I love it. Born to be a politician,
yeah.
Right?
He defeated Democrat Kelly Smith on Tuesday and will replace Republican Marie Raider, who resigned in December because of health reasons. Oh, forgot to tell. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. So, flew home with Congressman Comer.
Okay.
And so caught up with him. He was our last meeting yesterday, and then come to find out, he said, well, I'm going to Tompkinsville tonight. And I said, are you on the 8 o'clock? Yep. I said, see you there. So had a
save
chance.
Save me a seat.
Yeah, had a chance. His seat was a little wider than mine, I'd just like to point out.
Yeah. Yeah. Closer to the front.
His boots had a little more leg room. Well, I was there. It was pretty close, but I didn't notice this. His seat had, as your son would say, his seat had a little more comf.
It had some comf
in it.
You were a second-class citizen.
Very, very comfortable. A Muhlenberg County middle school student has again been charged with terroristic threat. Police say the FBI obtained information regarding a threat to a Muhlenberg County school posted in a YouTube post. That information was forwarded to the Greenville Police Department. A joint investigation involving law enforcement and Muhlenberg County schools identified the suspect as a Muhlenberg North Middle School student. It was only last week that the same student was charged with terroristic threatening after sending threatening text messages. Also, just as an aside, met a lady from at breakfast yesterday from WPSD in Paducah. And I said, well, where do you and your family live? She said, Marshall County. Mm. I said, nah, you all have had
a rough
go of it.
Yeah.
Well, man, I said, we were watching your coverage of the way that unfolded. I did hear a couple of days ago that Papa John's was no longer the official pizza of the NFL, you know, John Schnatter, and he kind of blamed the kneeling and all that stuff. And then Papa John's kind of, as a company, tried to kind of roll that back a little bit. Like, well, we're not sure that's what it is. And anyway, their earnings were altered, but it didn't take long. They gave him the old Beyonce to the left, because Pizza Hut is now the official pizza of the NFL. But Papa John's continues to have deals with 22 of the 32 teams.
Okay.
So I'm going San Francisco's not one of them. You can identify the teams with pretty easily that are not likely to. Kentucky pulled away from Ole Miss last night, 96-78. I went to a fight and a basketball game broke out. It was rough the first few minutes. A Mississippi Ole Miss player got ejected 3 minutes into the game. He got two technicals in 3 minutes.
Well, Jason said it's not much of a game. The Cats aren't playing well. So then when we sat down to eat dinner, I said, well, they're ahead. It was like 85-60-something. Then I said, is Ole Miss just that bad? And he said, yep.
Yeah, Ole Miss is really bad. Yeah. And see, they lost their coach last week.
Oh, so they're playing without a net.
So, well, I mean, they have nothing to gain.
They're just doing their own thing.
It's just Andy Kennedy is already out. And I believe that's right. Yeah. I think I read last week. But now Kentucky goes to Florida on Saturday. And they will be looking to, they will end the regular season.
Gotcha.
We'll see how that goes. They've been playing a lot better. I don't know. It took them a long time to get their act together, but maybe they finally did. Headed into next week's SEC tournament in St. Louis, Missouri. And also in, the Cougars play tonight. They play Muhlenberg County at the Owensboro Sports Center. We'll have coverage of that as the third region tournament gets underway. And then want to say congratulations to Grayson County High School student Rachel Shelton. She signed a letter of intent with Midway University yesterday, where she will play golf for the NAIA Midway Eagles.
Awesome.
Congratulations to Rachel on that. Keep up the good work. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are gearing up for spring now, just a matter of weeks away. No matter what spring occasion you have coming up, they are ready for gift-giving occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, or if you just want to celebrate because it's the first day of March and you survived the first 2 months, you can do that at Whoop-Dee-Doo. Ask for names like Vera Bradley and Brighton and Case and Simply Southern and Tervis Tumblers. They've got it all at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Where they are celebrating World Compliment Day.
Oh, nice.
So let's see. Let's try this on. Misty, your face is not making me nauseous today.
Oh, thanks, Mark. That's the first time in gosh years.
is that not a compliment?
I think it's a great
complimenting
compliment.
You for not making me sick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... No?
Well, when you're the one suffering from the sick, you're thankful.
Okay. Before we get into too much trouble with that, how about it is Peanut Butter Lover's Day?
Oh, that's me.
You like that one?
Yes.
I have peanut butter crackers if we'd like to stop and have a snack.
Ooh. So, by the way, in case you didn't know this, I hate to give you a premature did you know today, but here's one. That during World War II, peanut butter was called, it was a slang term, they called it monkey butter.
Kind of cracks me up.
Peanut butter was called monkey butter.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound near as appetizing.
No, it stuck with
it.
It's made from real monkeys.
It stuck to the bread, but not to the butter.
That's exactly right. So today, new month, March 1st. And so congratulations, you survived.
Mm-hmm.
The first
I can't believe it's
two,
March.
The 2 months.
Was it Christmas yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, that was my birthday.
Roundabout. Yeah. What was that? Yeah, I just got gifts. Yes, your birthday. And, of course, you all have to cram a lot of celebrations into January and February.
We do.
So get it out of the way. So now you're bored the rest of the year. Except
now
for
my husband is on easy street. Yes. And then along comes Madison in July.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to get a blue moon.
Of Kentucky keep on shining?
Well, there was not a full moon in February.
Okay.
So there was one on January the 31st. There was not one in February because it's only 28 days. When the moon is visible this evening, it will be the full moon, which is the 1st of March, and we'll get one at the tail end of the month as well. So when you get two full moons in 1 month, called the blue moon. When it happens in March, sometime they have various nicknames. This one is called Worm Moon. It's derived from Native American tribes who tracked each season by paying attention to the full moon cycles. So according to the almanac, at the time of this moon, the ground begins to soften, our ground soft, enough for earthworm casts to reappear, inviting the return of robins and migrating birds, which is a true sign of spring. Roots start to push their way up through the soil, and the earth experiences a rebirth, and it awakens from its winter slumber.
Oh, so, I'm ready for that.
Worm moon.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Funny, I guess it was it last week when, last, yeah, I think it was last Sunday morning, my grandmother asked her how she was this morning, and she said, it's warm, and she said, and I saw a bunch of worms outside. So because of all the rain, they were pushing them out. So she's tracking the seasons.
Yes.
She says, oh, here come the worms. That means that's a good sign that the soil is warm enough for them to rejoin us. So good call. If you are considering buying an Apple 10, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah. What's the bug?
Apple is cutting bait on the Apple 10, preparing for three new iPhones fall of this year.
Good grief.
One of which will be larger, be the largest ever.
It's an iPad.
Getting close. One which will be the same size, but will have the LCD screen, and then one that will be basically the same size as the Apple 10 now. But they're not going to call them Apple 10, I don't believe. But here's the thing. There must be something with these 10s that are out there, because they're not going to discount these allegedly in the fall and say, well, you can buy the next newest generation at a discounted price. These apparently are just going to disappear. And you'll get these three. So here's how to think of it. An iPhone X Plus. Okay, so it's like the one, the fanciest one that's out now, will have a 6.5-inch OLED screen, or an organic LED.
Okay.
Then a second gen, an iPhone X with a 5.8-inch screen, which is what the iPhone X has now, with a LED screen. And then a cheaper version with a 6.1-inch screen with an LCD screen, so not as bright. If you see the LCD versus the OLED, you'll see the difference. You'll go, oh, okay. So three different price points. So just wait a few months before you buy another iPhone.
Goodness.
That's just my advice. You can do what you like. It's your money.
Burn it if you want to.
Spend it however you want to. But I'm just saying.
Set it on fire.
So do you... I have observed... And we've discussed it, so I know you're aware, but you and I, Misty, have not discussed it. Was it obvious to you when McDonald's and Disney broke up?
I guess not, because I didn't realize they broke up.
From the times your kids were born.
We don't do a lot of Happy Meals.
Well, but you probably did.
We did.
1996.
Yes. Sure.
And that's when the partnership really took hold, was 1996.
That's also the reason my kids are so tall. So many chickens.
Well,
so many chickens.
It's interesting that you say that. Because somewhere around 2006.
Kids got shorter.
McDonald's and Disney broke up when Disney said, we out of here.
Okay.
Because of the Super Size Me movie that came out in 06. And Disney said, if you are going to get penalized for this Super Size Me thing, I think we're going to take our characters and toys and... We'll be over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've seen them roll out through Subway. You've seen them do,
mm-hmm.
Well, for the first time since 2006, you're going to find Disney and McDonald's going out on a date again.
Really?
And it's on the heels because they have rehabbed all of their Happy Meals.
Okay.
And now Disney is coming back, and it looks like The Incredibles 2... In the fall of this year, mm-hmm. will be the relaunch of Disney and the Golden Arches being BFFs.
Gotcha. Okay.
So don't be surprised when it happens.
I won't.
Ba-da-dum-dum-ba-dum-boom. Speaking of Disney, you might have heard of it, the Walt Disney Company?
Maybe.
There is a new idiotic diet challenge sweeping the internet. It's called the Cinderella Weight Challenge. Okay. If you look at the proportions of some of these fictional characters, mm-hmm. Disney princesses,
mm-hmm.
their body proportions, much like Barbie, are impossible. But the Cinderella Weight Challenge is specifically, it aims for a body mass index of 18, which is underweight according to the BMI scale. So they're trying to shoot for... You have a BMI of 18, but even the girl, Lily James, who's playing Cinderella in the new live action, she's 5'7 and 121 pounds, which is a BMI of 19, which is not underweight, they say. So anyway, young women you're going to hear talking about the Cinderella weight thing to get down to a BMI of 18, and they say, just don't do it. Okay, it's not healthy to do. So. And I'm sure actually Disney would prefer that they take that princess name off of this diet trend.
Oh, yes.
If they're that sensitive to their reputation. We got to get to a break. Your chance to win. We're going to give away multiple tickets to see Miranda Lambert this weekend. We'll tell you how to win coming up here on In the Know.
I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't wanna nail time, and no. I don't want no
Did you know cows have best friends and experience stress when removed from them?
Oh, I love it.
You know how like cows like to sort of crowd together, you know, stand in groupings?
I can see it.
It's because they're hanging out with their BFF.
I like it.
You know, until they wake up one day and go, where'd Bessie go? Down to slaughterhouse.
What? She'd be burgers now. Bessie the burger.
It happens to the best of us.
We're sorry, Bessie. We're sorry we ate you, Bessie. We didn't know you had a BFF.
Some of us are sorry. The rest of us are not. Let's see. Miranda Lambert is coming up to town tomorrow. Oh! It's the quiz show sensation, sweeping the nation. It's a little game we call Fact or Crap. Your chance to win and prove your how craptastic you are. You call 270-259-6000 if you want a chance to play and win two tickets to see Miranda Lambert. We're going to try, and we can make multiple winners today if we have time, and you all make quick work of it. So call 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. It's the Living Like Hippies Tour tomorrow night, Rupp Arena. You can see Miranda Lambert with John Party and the Steel Woods. You ready for that?
Yep.
270-259-6000. Do you all remember how to play Fact or Crap? We haven't done it in so long.
Oh, gosh. I think I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I got it.
You're going to figure it out.
Riding a bicycle.
Like riding a bicycle.
Riding my little red wagon. Get it, Miranda.
That's solid work right there.
It is.
Let's see. Lori gets the first shot. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Do you know how to play Fact or Crap?
I do.
Okay, good. That means you've been with the show for a long time. And that's good news. You've got to get two of three. The ladies are here to be of assistance if you need, Lori. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Strawberry Shortcake was revived in the 90s as a grunge skateboarding teen. Strawberry Shortcake was revived in the 90s as a grunge skateboarding teen. Is that fact or crap? Beej says it's crap. Misty says it's crap. What say you, Lori?
Crap.
That is crap. That is correct. You've got one. All you've got to do is get one of the next two. All right. The next one. Live Aid inspired a heavy metal version called Hearin' Aid. The Live Aid series of concerts inspired a heavy metal version called Hearin' Aid. Is that fact or crap? Let's see. Beej says it's fact. Misty says it's fact. Lori, what say you?
Crap.
She says crap. Mm-hmm. She's going against the ladies, and that is incorrect. That is a fact, Lori.
Oh, gosh.
That one was hard because it seemed preposterous.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Here's the final one. Here's your last chance, Lori, to see if you're going to see Miranda Lambert. A seventh grader once wrote President Reagan asking for federal funds to clean his bedroom because his mom declared it a disaster area. A seventh grader once wrote Reagan asking for federal funds to clean his bedroom because his mom declared it a disaster area. Is that fact or is that crap? Both ladies say fact.
Fact.
Oh, so you're going with the ladies this time.
She's trusting us now.
She learned her lesson.
Good job, Lori.
That is a fact, Lori. You are going to see Miranda Lambert tomorrow night at Rupp Arena. Congratulations.
Take your red wagon and kerosene.
Hold on. And your gunpowder. And your lead. All right, do you want to play again?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got two more. We'll go to Philip. Good morning, Philip. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing well. Do you know how to play Fact or Crap?
Yes.
All right, Philip, here you go. You got to get two of three. Got to get two of three. Statistically, people with blue eyes have larger feet. Statistically, people with blue eyes have larger feet. Is that fact or crap? The ladies say it's crap. What say you, Philip?
It's a fact.
You say it's fact?
Yeah.
That is. That is crap. Okay, you got to get the next two, Philip.
Okay.
Got to bear down.
All right.
Cats can't get rabies. Cats can't get rabies. Is that fact or is that crap? B says it's crap. Misty says it's iPhone 10. Misty says it's crap. Philip, what say you?
Crap.
He says it's crap. That is correct. That is crap. All right. You got to get one more. Philip, an ear of corn always has an even number of rows. An ear of corn always has an even number of rows. Is that fact or is that crap? The ladies say that it's fact. What say you, Philip? It is a fact. That is correct. That is a fact. You are going to see Miranda Lambert tomorrow night.
Okay.
Congratulations. Hold on. Oracle's going to get your information. You ought to like my scatting.
I love it.
I finally woke up. I was asleep for the first 45 minutes of the show.
Cute.
Which means I've been asleep all morning.
Good news.
Did it. You want to play again?
Let's do.
Let's do. We'll give Christy a shot. Christy will get probably our final shot. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. I assume you used the previous two contestants as the very least at batting practice. You know how this works, right?
Yes.
Okay, got to get two of three. John is the most common name in the world. John is the most common name in the world. Is that fact or is that crap? The ladies say it's crap.
I say it's fact.
You say it's fact, and you are incorrect.
It's actually Muhammad.
Too many Muslims in the world Muhammad. John. That's okay, Christy. You've just got to get two in a row, all right?
Okay.
A woman's heart beats faster than a man's. A woman's heart beats faster than a man's. Is that fact or is that crap? The ladies say it's fact.
It's fact.
That is correct. All right, you found the winning ways. You're on the right track, Christy.
All right.
This one is for all of the, well, not all the tickets. All two of them. How about that?
That sounds great.
Keanu Reeves' dad went to jail for dealing drugs. Keanu Reeves' dad went to jail for dealing drugs. Is that fact or crap? The ladies say that it's fact. What say you?
Fact.
It is fact. That is correct. Congratulations, Christy. Have fun. You see Miranda Lambert tomorrow night in Lexington.
All right.
Oracle's going to get your information, tell you how to get your tickets. Hold on. All right. What do we make? Three winners?
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. That's good for us. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. We got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know. For today, am I the only one who's a little disturbed by the use of the phrase "little man"?
No, you're not, because I've had other men in my life say, "Why do you say that?" And because I used to say, "Hey, little man," I don't know why.
Well,
I guess it's because I had a son, so, but it was just, like, for me, everything
was
just
you hear a lot of moms say, oh, it's my little man.
Yeah.
Well, do you call your girl children little woman?
You know, well, we don't because of the book. We probably would have.
Well, so it's kind of my thing. Plus, I think it's sort of, you can psychoanalyze it too far, but it's almost like saying, listen, you have to become a man.
Yeah.
You don't automatically just become a man. You might become a male adult.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily. So that's why I was wondering. I hear people say that, or like in social media, they were, oh, it's my little man. I don't know. It sounds kind of. And again, in this day and age in which we live in, we certainly wouldn't say, well, it's my little woman.
Yeah.
To a daughter.
Yeah.
So now, there are people that refer to their significant other as my little woman here.
I know, it's my old lady.
Same people say my old lady.
My old lady. Their ball and chain. Don't do that.
The ball and chain.
Stop it. Stop it.
The boss. All right. Let's see. What do you need to know? I didn't get to any news in the last segment. So Charles Barkley is on SNL. The promos are funny for this week. Wreck-It Ralph 2, the trailer broke the internet nearly. Elton John's mom left him out of her will. Whatever will he do?
Really?
How's he going to survive?
It kind of stinks, though, right?
Well, they actually had a falling out.
Obviously.
And
was that before he became Sir Elton John? Or?
No, they buried the hatchet, but he has a half-brother or something that actually needed the money, and so she took her. He's got $440 million. He doesn't need any money.
Well, let's hope he doesn't live very long.
From her. She left him
don't know how
family photos and two urns.
Okay.
That's what he got. He'll be all right.
Probably.
But if you see him out panhandling, let me know. I've got some sixpence and none the richer for him. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I know what sixpence is, but I don't. I was trying to be British. Epic fail. I disappointed my ancestors. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Alicia Keys is on tonight. Jeff Daniels is on Colbert. Robert Plant is on James Corden. It'd be interesting to see how those two get along. And on FX, the delayed second season of Donald Glover's highly acclaimed FX comedy series called Atlanta is on FX tonight, should you be so inclined to look it up. I saw Reba earlier today. She was on CBS. She unveiled the ACM Awards, the nominees. So, in other words, you didn't miss much.
As herself or the Colonel?
She was actually herself today.
She's got to stop doing that Colonel thing. It's bad.
Terrible.
Well, here's the thing I don't like about KFC's Reba commercials.
Mm-hmm.
When it was Jim Gaffigan, they didn't figure out a way to show the real Jim Gaffigan.
Right.
It was just Jim Gaffigan as the Colonel. And whoever it was, you know, who all the various colonels have been, whether it's Will McDonald or Norm McDonald or whoever, that was just them playing the colonel. But their goofy copywriters try to, how do we make this a mini Reba concert?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just
a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really makes fun of her. I don't like it.
Well, but she cashed the check.
There were greasy fingerprints on it.
She had some say-so.
I guess so.
She cashed the check. This date in 1790, President George Washington signed a measure authorizing the first United States census. Census day was August 2nd, 1790. People started banging on people's doors, couldn't figure out what was going on. Get off my porch. In 1560, now we're just here to count you. Everybody line up.
Line up.
In 1565, the city of Rio de Janeiro was founded by Portuguese knight Estácio de Sá. Blame it on Rio. In 1781, the Continental Congress declared the Articles of Confederation to be in force following ratification of Maryland. Nebraska became the 37th state as President Andrew Johnson signed a proclamation in 1867. President Kennedy signed an executive order establishing the Peace Corps this date in 1961. This date in 1968, Johnny Cash married June Carter at the First Methodist Church in Franklin, Kentucky.
Hmm. Huh.
Did you know they got married in Kentucky?
I did not.
I didn't. I feel like I should.
Well, I was thinking, why did they cross state lines? But, well, I mean, they did it in a church. It wasn't like they were crossing state lines to the justice of the peace.
Right.
Unless they had to come over here to get a license, and then they found the Methodist church was unlocked. Went in.
Hey.
Looky
here.
I don't know how that worked back then. Birthdays today. Singer Harry Belafonte is 91 today. Opie is 64 today.
Wowza.
Opie Taylor is 64.
Mm.
Cousin Daisy is 63 today.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Tim Daly is 62 today. He's currently starring in Madam Secretary. George Eads is 51 today. He played Stokes on CSI. He's currently starring in MacGyver. Mark Paul Gosselaar is 44 today. Oh. Saved by the Bell Zach.
Mm-hmm.
44. Lupita Nyong'o is 35 today. Kesha is 31. And for all you believers, the Biebs is 24.
Oh, my. Growing up so fast. He's only 24. He's been around for 106 years.
That's right.
Good grief.
Gone but not forgotten. Glenn Miller, born in the state in 1904. Harry Carey in 1914. Holy cow. Dinah Shore in 1916. Have I left anything out so far?
I don't think so.
I'm covering it adequately. According to you.
Everybody.
1945.
Gather around me.
Johnny Mercer.
While I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against.
That's what most sermons involve.
If you wanna hear my story, then saddle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing.
Can I just say there's a lot of buildup here? I feel like I am on Expedition Everest.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click. Will eventually we go over the top here?
Well, I had a dude of doing right.
Let's get to it.
Oh, there we go.
Huh. There she blows.
You got to accentuate the positive.
He even drags his words out.
Limb, mind it the negative and latch on.
Finally, we all got to go, wee.
I'm like the Geico pig. Oh, I love that pig. I love that pig, too.
All right, that was 1945. Let's flash forward a couple of decades.
This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same.
63.
What I say, whoa, Ruby, Ruby, I will want you like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, 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 will you be mine?
Don't say anything negative, because I think Uncle Hub might be in the audience.
I'm not mad about Ruby.
Okay. Well, okay. So you had a look like this.
No, it was just trying to figure out why he was stalking her. His words were a little weird.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, but...
But
so,
the beat was good.
Right. But
the beat was hot.
I feel like he might be around because he wanted to hear the Billy Graham story.
Gotcha.
So, he's the biggest Billy Graham fan I know.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So, the first two people, by the way, that got the photo that you all got?
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn and Hub.
Nice. Well deserved.
Sometimes, each time I see you,
but anytime we try and make fun of the Big Bopper or Richie Valens or anything like that, I always get my hand slapped. See, you never get your hand slapped.
No.
Because he likes you way more than he likes me.
Hub and I are good friends.
But you make fun of the music, though.
I don't make fun of the music. I'm just honest, likes. And he appreciates my honesty. I don't care much for that one.
I was just being honest
as
well.
I do like this one a lot.
72.
You give glad
the Carpenters.
To me, tell me why then, why should it be?
He'd even make fun of that one.
I'm going to say, if you're a lover of that song, line up. We are moving you to Tennessee, D.C.
81.
Here we go. Finally, silence.
Oreo Speedwagon.
You're talking too much.
Notice I let it eat there a little bit.
Yes. Right. Thank you. Yeah, I love it.
It's better than Joni Mercer. Accentuate the positive.
You let him eat too.
Janet was number one in 1990 with Escapati. Sarah McLachlan, number one in 99 with Angel. I don't want to bum everybody out by playing that. And Rihanna was number one in 08, 10 years ago today, with Don't Stop the Music. All right, any parting shots before you go, ladies?
Not till tomorrow.
All right, MD's for a little, you do that on Friday, where you've got the weekend to recover. Oh, by the way, should point out two things. One, podcast available through the iTunes, your Apple podcast app. Just go and search for K105 or In the Know. Subscribe. It'll come to your device every day. You don't have to go looking for it. Also, tomorrow is Fly High Friday. So we'll have Eagles tickets, and we'll still have some Miranda Lambert tickets for tomorrow night. So that's reason enough. I mean, in case we're alone, not good enough to come visit, we'll sweeten the deal just a little bit. Here's MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Comes from the Reverend Billy Graham. Reverend Graham said, "The greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith." MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.